My guest at this time is Dr. Janice Shaw Kraus. She's director of the Beverly LaHaye Institute, which is affiliated with Concerned Women for America here in Washington. Much of the recent discussion in the Republican presidential campaign has dealt with Mitt Romney's days in the private sector, but a new ad from Newt Gingrich is bringing the abortion issue back into this race as well. Take a listen.
What happened after Massachusetts moderate Mitt Romney changed his position from pro-abortion to pro-life? He governed pro-abortion. Romney appointed a pro-abortion judge, expanded access to abortion pills, put Planned Parenthood on a state medical board, but failed to put a pro-life group on the same board. And Romney signed government-mandated health care with taxpayer-funded abortions. Massachusetts moderate Mitt Romney. He can't be trusted.
I'm Newt Gingrich, and I approve this message.
Dr. Kraus, I know your organization is ardently pro-life. I also know that you don't endorse candidates. But as you listen to an ad like that, how would a strong pro-life voter react to the idea of a Mitt Romney presidency?
Well, it is such a clever ad. You know, as a person who's a communicator, I very much like the technique that was used in the ad, you know, to call him a Massachusetts moderate right off the bat. You know, that's great. And he makes a very important point about can't be trusted, because back when I was a White House speechwriter, trust, you know, was the top thing. Everybody worked to instill trust. So that's a key element to somebody being elected. So right off the bat, I have to give Gingrich points for a very, very clever ad. Plus, he makes the important point that it's not just what you say, it's how you govern that counts. So I think it's a legitimate ad from that standpoint. You know, he makes valid points, and he's very clever in the way that he does it. In terms of pro-life people, I think it will be a very effective ad for Gingrich. He has hit all the hot buttons, and this is something that I think pro-life people are particularly sensitive about, because so many people have been willing to say what they will do and then have not done it. So the point of governing one way while talking another way is something that is deeply disturbing to pro-life people. So I think that will be a successful point. Having said all that, Greg, you know, we're not used to having more than one candidate to choose from. So in a lot of respects, we are really neophytes at this kind of hard-hitting campaigning. And I think a lot of people are uncomfortable with it. I found a lot of conservative people really don't like conflict. They don't like to be uncomfortable. So Gingrich has to walk a really fine line here, because he's, on the one hand, you know, hit Romney on the whole Bain issue and whether he's legitimate in his capitalism, whether he's vulture capitalist or venture capitalist, and now hitting him on the abortion issue. A lot of people, I think, are going to be uncomfortable with this kind of hard-hitting campaigning.
For someone who believes that this is an issue that is pivotal to how they will vote, what type of response would you need to hear from Mitt Romney to make you feel better about those allegations? My guess is he hasn't said anything about this. My guess is he would say that, well, maybe with the judge, I didn't agree with him on that, but I liked him in a lot of different other areas. With Romney Care, look at the legislature, it's overwhelmingly Democratic. I could only do so much. What would he need to tell you?
Well, I think there's not a whole lot he can do in terms of saying things. I think a good logical and emotional presentation will help, but that's not going to be totally convincing to pro-life people. I think he's got that big question mark hanging over him. For me, I think the big issue that pro-life people face is whether he's a better choice, or Gingrich is a better choice, or Perry, or Santorum. You know, we've got a lot of choices out there right now who all are saying that they are pro-life. And it's, you know, pro-life conservative people are really in a hard place right now. If we continue to be splintered, of course, that helps Romney, because he is a front runner, and he's been a hard campaigner now for a long time. And he has name recognition. He has so many good things going for him, particularly the deep pockets that his campaign has and the broad organizational structure he has. But for people who are really looking for somebody who walks in, talks the truth and the message that they want to hear, they may be unwilling to buy anything that Romney says.
When you listen to him say that he's had this conversion initially on the issue of stem cells, but he says it has extended to this now. But then, of course, you have these actions that Newt Gingrich is pointing out. Is your instinct to believe Romney, not believe Romney? Jury's still out? And what do you do if he is the nominee?
Well, I think the jury is still out, but if he is the nominee, the reaction to the destruction that Barack Obama has wrecked in the country, I think if it's a choice between Romney and Obama, people will rally around Romney and hope for the best.
You believe the pro-life community is ready to do that, even if they're not sure if the Republican nominee is one of them?
Oh, no question about it. Absolutely no question about that, because there is very definite certainty that Barack Obama is not pro-life. And once he's in a second term, I think all the reins will be loosed, and he will go wild on the whole and every issue in every aspect of his pro-abortion stance.
Well, that's a fascinating aspect in what is always a fascinating South Carolina primary, and I'm sure beyond there, given the way the schedule looks right now. Dr. Krause, thank you so much for being with us.
My pleasure.
Dr. Janice Krause is director of the Beverly LaHaye Institute at Concerned Women for America here in Washington. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.